I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scurble, and this week on Wordmaster, some tips on telephone etiquette.
One person you don't want to leave hanging on the telephone is Nancy Friedman. She's been traveling the country and now abroad on a mission.
That mission, in her words, training corporations to do a better job when the public calls. Nancy Friedman calls herself the telephone doctor. Let's start with her prescription for answering the phone.
So it would be, good morning, XYZ Company. This is Mary. Stop. Anything after our name erases our name. How can I help you? Is not necessary in initial greetings. We're there to help. That's why we've picked up the telephone. I can guarantee you that most how can I help yous are interrupted by somebody asking for somebody or needing help.
Nancy Friedman says don't underestimate the power of those first few seconds on the phone.
That's where a sale is made, when somebody says, good morning, thanks for calling telephone doctor's office, this is Nancy. That's the point where the person thinks to themselves, do I want to do business with this company or don't I? And number two, another nice part of this, is when you give your name, 80% of the time, you will get the caller's name. So if I were saying, good afternoon, telephone doctor's office, this is Nancy, you might say, hi, Nancy, this is Roseanne.
And there's a reason she phrases it, this is Nancy.
Not Nancy speaking. Please remember, not Nancy speaking. We don't want that.
Why not?
Well, we don't want Nancy speaking because Nancy speaking is married to Bob speaking. They have two
exactly.
children, Judy speaking. And, well, I make a joke
exactly.
on that, but the bottom line is they won't remember your name.
Okay, let's say you're on the phone with someone and you're not sure who it is. Is it polite to ask, who is this?
Well, it is not polite to ask, who is this, over the telephone, any more than if you would walk up to somebody at a party and say, who are you? We would shake our hand, we would put our hand out as a sign of friendship, and we would say, hello, my name is Nancy, and you are, and they would say it. So on the telephone, we want to remember to do pretty much the same thing. When somebody calls up and gives a name, it is very rude to say, I'm sorry, what was your name again? You can say, I apologize, I know you gave your name, and I missed it. My name is Nancy, and you are...
But what if the caller never gave his or her name right up front?
Extracting the caller's name can require going beyond the obvious questions, questions that might sound rude.
Who is this? What company are you with? What is this concerning? Those are all very threatening and very frustrating questions to ask and to answer. So we simply believe if somebody hasn't identified themselves and you ask for Mr. Smith, I'll be glad to ring his office. Let me tell him who's calling, please. And not can I ask who's calling, not who is this, let me tell him who's calling, please. But that has a second part to it, and a very important second part. If you're turning around and telling Mr. Big Shot, it's Mrs. Smith on the phone, Mr. Big Shot must answer the phone with Mrs. Smith's name, or don't screen.
In other words, don't try to find out who's calling.
Nancy Friedman has some other rules of customer service.
Smile before you pick up the phone, because the callers can hear it. Don't rush callers. We find that sometimes, especially when there's a language barrier, each side tries to rush the other caller. Ending a phone call should be done as pleasantly as the beginning. Hey, great to talk with you. Good meeting you by phone. Whatever closing signature you'd like. You do it on a letter, best wishes, stay well, all those things. Do it on the telephone, too.
Nancy Friedman, dispensing advice as the telephone doctor at telephonedoctor.com.
If you have a problem the Wordmasters could cure, write to word@voanews.com or VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA.
With Roseanne Scurble, I'm Avi Arditi.
How long does this